Blue Barrage Publishing presents this unabridged recording of Resolve, a story of courage, healthy inquiry, and recovery from sibling sexual abuse. Read by the author, Alice Pearl.
Dedicated to my husband and our daughters. If my love for you were an ocean, there would be no more land. If my love for you were a desert, you would see only sand. If my love for you were a star, late at night, only light. And if my love for you could grow wings, I'd be soaring in flight. J. Asher, author. Introduction. Don't hide the darkness. Don't hide the pain. It wants to be hidden, thrives on it. It can do most damage from the shadows. It can make you feel like you're the only one, crazy, alone. And you'll never forget about it, not the way you really want to. Instead, call it out. Acknowledge it. Validate it. Drag it from the shadows unwillingly. Force it into the light. You might be surprised by how much smaller it looks when you see it unobscured. You might also be surprised by how much others recognize it from their own battles. There is no shame in this. No stigma. Secrecy manufactures these feelings. Scott Eilers, psychologist and author. Content and trigger warning. This memoir has been written to connect the dots between the recollection of my childhood experience of sibling sexual abuse and the repercussions of that abuse beyond the time it happened. It contains references to sexual abuse, incest, PTSD, bullying, alcohol abuse, and other coping mechanisms and behaviours which some people may find distressing. Helplines. If anything within this memoir raises any issues for you, there are counselling services who can help. If you require assistance or would like to talk to a trained professional about the issues described in this book, each country, state, and territory have listed helplines to call. For instance, throughout Australia, the counsellors at 1-800-RESPECT are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by phone on 1-800-737-732 and web chat via their website at 1-800-RESPECT.org.au. The Kids Helpline is available by phone on 1-800-55-1800 or Lifeline on 13 11 44. The Australian Government's Australian Institute of Family Studies, AIFS.gov.au, state that if you believe a child is in immediate danger, call the police on 000. Terms used. I have used her in referring to the victim and him and brother when referring to the abuser throughout. I shift between the word victim and survivor. For all intents and purposes here, they are the same thing. Yet survivor is the term most often used when we are out the other end and no longer at risk from our abuser. Similarly, the words abuser or perpetrator are used throughout, and they have pretty clear meanings. The actual abuse I experienced is sibling sexual abuse. I personally knew it to be incest when I first matched a word to the actions as a child. That's what it was called back in the 1970s and 80s. Most research and data I came across was on child sexual abuse. I will mostly use sibling sexual abuse unless the content is from an external source and child sexual abuse or the word incest is what was used in that context. In terms of my adult relationship, the words wife and husband are used because that is what we call each other. Why share? Until I began writing this book, I, like many survivors of sibling sexual abuse, had never shared what happened to me outside of the closest personal and professional relationships. Little by little, I began writing my story out of my body, and uncomfortable as that felt, it has led to many moments of freedom that have transformed my life from grey and fearful to an explosion of life and colour. In my search for information,
sample complete. Ready to continue?